This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here. Hour two, we'll recap the draft with Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live, NBC Sports, Football Night in America. Reggie Miller will join us in the final hour of the program. Recap what we saw and also look ahead to the matchups. Two games coming up tonight. The Sixers without Joel Embiid are 10-point underdogs against the Celtics. And the Suns in Denver again. The Suns are 4.5-point underdogs. Big news, though, was Steph Curry yesterday getting 50. He had 50 points, one turnover. He and Kevon Looney, they're the reasons why they won that game against Sacramento. Steph, you know, this is something that people don't realize. It's fun to shoot a lot, but it takes a lot of energy to get 38 shots. Steph was 20 of 38. Just to get in. That's why I always marveled at Allen Iverson. He had to get those shots every single night because the team relied on him. And Golden State in a Game 7 on the road, and Steph Curry took 38 shots. Just the energy to take 38 and how he takes those shots, where he takes those shots. And they're not all threes. And you have guys who are 10 years younger than him. They're hungry. They want him. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, You want some of this smoke, as the kids like to say?
Would you like some of this smoke?
Hey, would you want some of this smoke right here? That's what I would be saying. Oh, what are your thoughts about getting some smoke?
Boom.
Yeah, and then I would hit a jumper. But 38 shots, hit 20 of those, and they move on. And now it's the Lakers against Golden State. Yes, Marv.
What's the most shots you ever take?
25. And it was awesome.
Because you've gone for 38 shots?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Nobody else could have gone for me going for 38 shots. But, yeah, in a game, 25 shots. But, you know, when pickup games, yeah, probably shot, you know, 35 times. Yeah. When we would go to the Lebanon Correctional facility and we'd play it against the prisoners, the inmates, then, yeah, I'm putting up 35 shots in that. Because, you know, the final was like 109 to 106.
And they can't really get you later.
No,
like,
they
you just
can't.
Leave the building.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Marv.
Was there any smack talk during those games?
Yes, there was.
Oh.
Yeah.
From your side?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you can't do anything because the CO is right there.
Yeah, it's competitive. I mean, it's fun. But it's not, you know, like bad. You know, it's just, you know, I'm coming back for more, you know. Like, where do you want me to score on you? Like, you know, stupid things.
See
like
you in
that.
7 to 10 years.
Yeah. Wow. I did not say that.
Oh, no. Enjoy the commissary.
No, I told you the story where I'm looking in the – I'm shooting around before we play the inmates, and I hear this, hey, Dan, Dan. And I'm going, I don't know anybody in here. And I turn around and it's a guy who was in my brother, my younger brother's class. And I turned around, I saw Kevin, and he just waved. And I walked over to him, and I said, what are you in for? And I think it was armed robbery. And he said, look, I'm betting on you. Okay? And I go, what? He goes, yeah, I'm betting on you. You're going to beat these guys.
Four packs of smoke?
Yeah, I don't know what he was betting. But, yeah, it was fun, very competitive. All right, so Steph goes for 50. The Heat up 1-0 on the Knicks. The Nuggets up 1-0 on the Suns. And I mentioned the games coming up tonight. Best and worst of the weekend, as we always do. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Say good morning to our streaming partner, Peacock. You can download the app. You can watch for free. And our radio affiliates around the country. Our poll question from hour one. I don't know if it drips over to hour two. Which quarterback drafted this weekend is in the best position to succeed?
The results on DanPatrick.com are really, really interesting.
Okay.
Right now, there's two players tied at the top.
Okay.
Do you want to guess
Bryce
who they
Young.
Are? Yes.
And Hendon Hooker.
No, but Hendon Hooker is tenths of a point behind in second.
Will Levis?
Stetson Bennett.
Oh, okay.
And Bryce Young right now are tied for first. And then basically, equally just as tied for second place, or third and fourth, however it goes, would be Hendon Hooker and Anthony Richardson.
Okay.
Nobody puts C.J. Stroud in a good position to win.
Yeah.
And that's on social media or on the website. Nobody likes that.
Well, I don't know if... just feels like the Texans, they're hard to like. They tried to tank, and then Lovie Smith was going to get fired, and then they played inspired football, and then they ended up winning a game that the team didn't want them to win, and they ended up with the second pick. Although they got two players that have to be impactful, better be impactful, but it's just you need more than that. When you're watching the draft, I don't know if you watch the draft the same way I do, but it feels like when you go, oh, that team needed offensive linemen and they needed a cornerback and they needed a punter. All right, they addressed all their needs. Everything's good. Not factoring in, we don't even know if they can play. They just drafted players at that position. Well, we addressed that. Well, did you? I don't know, because when you look at the highlights, they're called highlights. Everybody looks like they can play. Like, that guy is dominating. Every offensive lineman is holding. Every wide receiver, wide open. Defensive linemen are getting a sack. Like, you know, all these things, they're highlights. And you go, God, that guy's great. That's the problem sometimes. You only see the highlights. And then you don't see, like, Jeff Okuda from Ohio State. What did he go, third overall to Detroit? And then he got jettisoned prior to the draft for like a seventh-round pick. Like, that's one of those where you can't miss. But you do. All of that scouting, all of that time, all that research, all the interviews, all the pro days, the combine, and then you miss. Like, if Will Anderson doesn't work out, that's where you lose jobs. You're trading a first and a third next year for him? You know, Anderson, you know, you would think coming from Alabama, like, okay, pedigree, all of that stuff. Anthony Richardson, what if he doesn't work out? Because they tried all the other ways to replace Andrew Luck, bringing in retreads. Now they were like, no, this is our guy. We're going all in. And hopefully they give him a little bit of time to absorb this because – you know, he's walking into a pretty good situation there. Yeah, Marv.
That's like a D. Milner. I thought everything was all squared away. Like, man, this guy, Alabama corner, physical, big guy. I think he played in the league maybe 3 or 4 years.
Who was the DB taken out Oklahoma State by the Browns?
Justin Gilbert.
Yeah. What was he, 9 overall, I think? And you're like,
it's fantastic.
Okay. That's why I always go back to, just because you have a lot of draft picks doesn't mean you're going to have a good draft. Because we've seen that with the Browns where they had all these picks and you're like, Brandon Whedon. Huh? Why? They end up, you don't draft well. Yeah, Paulie.
I'll throw out a name. Remember Vernon Hargraves, the defensive back for Florida? He got drafted by Tampa. Perfect team. They got a good defense already. He's out of the league.
Well, what about Vernon Golston? When I watched him play in college, I went, oh, my God. I don't think he had a sack in the NFL.
That was all he's there to do.
Yes. Where you go, that guy, he's a beast. Deion Jordan.
Yeah.
From Oregon.
Average career.
He's yes.
Bouncing yeah. around.
And you're going, I think he was number 5 overall. They're just certain. And these are jobs. Imagine, what's your job? I got to analyze college players for the draft. I have to go talk to them. I got to look at their tape. Like all of this stuff. That's what you do. And then, all right, and with the 5th pick overall, the Miami Dolphins take Deion Jordan. And everybody was like, what a specimen. Man, that guy can't miss.
Specimen.
They can all miss. They all, you know, every team has one of those, oh, my God, what did we just do? And having been at the draft, the people who show up always make it seem like, yeah, that's the guy we wanted. You got the center out of Wisconsin. Yeah.
Going nuts in their painted face.
I know. I always feel bad for that. When your team addresses its needs and they take an offensive lineman and you're so excited as if they just, you know, took the next great
offensive
quarterback.
Offensive line depth. Yeah. That's why I am here.
Yeah.
Offensive line depth. Nice.
In the trenches, baby.
Yep. That's what you do. But you're watching, you're going, man, all these guys can play. You're watching, you know, wide receiver, and you're like, man, he's awesome. Okay. Come on down. And then you're going, wait, what happened to him? When he was at Alabama, he was always wide open. Yeah. Yes, Mark.
Do you know scouts or GMs or somebody like that that have lost their jobs because of just awful draft picks? Scouts more so than GMs.
I only have one of my sources is a scout. I don't know if I've ever asked him if he lost his job with the team.
Or has there been pressure like, hey, you remember last year?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't let another year like this happen.
I should ask him. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Paul.
Remember on Friday, we were talking about people grading the draft and people were banging on the Lions. Now what the Lions did makes more sense. They drafted Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back of Bama, maybe a little higher than they should. Maybe their plan the whole time was to get rid of Swift. They don't want to pay that running back. He was a nice player for them.
Yeah.
And he goes to Philly. But maybe that was their thought. Like, hey, we're never going to pay the running back position. We'll just grab another one.
But you take a running back and a linebacker, and you could have gotten those players, it felt like, later. That's what I didn't understand with the Lions. Maybe you got who you wanted, but you paid a premium for those players at positions that aren't premium players. You know, when you're franchising somebody, running back and middle linebacker, they're the ones that get paid the least. That's what I didn't understand. I think the Eagles did an incredible job. I really do. I think they did a wonderful job. Now, this is what I was told over the weekend, because I said the Vikings didn't get a quarterback. Could the Vikings be interested in Trey Lance? And I think there was a report or something written about that. And I wanted to see if that could actually happen. I don't know what Minnesota would give up, because I thought they were going to draft Hendon Hooker. Or maybe they were going to, you know, Will Levis. I don't know if they want to re-sign Kirk Cousins. What is he, 35? You got to start thinking, you know, Kellen Mond is not their future, apparently. But I wondered about that with Trey Lance. Could you say, we'll give you a 4th-round pick for Trey Lance? Maybe a 3rd or 4th-round pick, something like that, if you thought he could play. Yes, Paul.
But if you're the Niners, do you hold off on any of that?
No, because Sam Darnold might start for them this year.
You have Brock Purdy was really nice last year, and it limited.
You don't need Trey Lance, and unless you say, no, of course he can play, and he's going to be a starter. But I think that Sam Darnold starts for the Niners this year.
Because of injury? Or,
Yeah. I think he starts. And there's no competition there, because when Brock Purdy gets healthy, Sam Darnold will then be the backup quarterback. But if you have Trey Lance who starts and does well, now we got a competition there.
If you're Sam Darnold as agent, you need like a 3-game stretch with like 4 touchdowns, no picks, in relief, and then the starter comes right back in, like a limited window of really good play, and then you're a free agent the next year.
Yeah.
The Garoppolo move.
Cousins will be 35 in August. I mean, you got to start thinking about this. He's the oldest acting quarterback in the NFL.
Nice pair of pants.
A mini, like a crisp pair of Dockers and a sweater tied around his neck and a nice minivan, probably with an air freshener hanging from the mirror.
AM radio.
Yeah, only AM radio, but cranked.
Cranked.
Yes, Marv.
There's definitely a sign in his house that says, "Bless this mess."
Oh. Yeah.
Laundry by the laundry room, just in case you forget what room you're in. But a big sign from Pottery Barn says laundry.
Best and worst of the weekend. Let me get Buddha in here so he can talk about his Golden State Warriors. Hey, bud.
What up, DP?
Hey, man.
Worst of the weekend. Pack up the beam, Dan. The Kings got absolutely punked. I mean, Kevon Looney out there looking like Gulliver and the Lilliputians, and Steph is Steph, DP, baby face killer.
Yeah.
But have someone else beat you. I was channeling my inner DP watching and just screaming at the TV, like, what is going on? Have they not met this Curry fella? He's pretty good. Anyways, best of the weekend, Dan. My entire Lakers team giving Dylan Brooks 40, DP. I mean, who saw that coming? Nobody.
Thank you, Buddha. But they were double-teaming Steph Curry, which made it even more amazing. But he does what you're supposed to do with a double-team. You split him. But Looney was wonderful. It felt like any rebound that went up on the offensive end, he was going to get a hand on it. And keeping that alive, and it just felt like third quarter, I even texted the Dan Ants. I said, it's over. Sacramento's not going to win this game. Got in foul trouble. Golden State's in the bonus. And I said, they're not winning this game. And it looked like they put everything into winning game six in Golden State and didn't have as much coming back home. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. And we'll talk to Chris Sims. We talked about the worst collapses. And, you know, if somebody said to the Boston Bruins after last night, was this season a failure? I'd be curious how they would answer that, because it was a failure. Your record-setting season means nothing. You're joining a long list of teams that were wonderful during the regular season, and they didn't even get out of the first round. Chris Sims joins us next, back after this. Oh, TireRack.com. Seton went there, South Bend, Indiana. And it feels like, you know, it's a small shop like mom and pop, but it's not. I mean, TireRack.com is taking care of the country, and they're doing it. And you know what? The old-fashioned way. Just good people. They're there, available, and they have the easy-to-use tire decision guide, personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. They got their own test track there. They got everything you need, the full lineup of Kumho tires, and they ship them fast and free. Overnight, mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to you at home or work, install them on site. Usually takes less than an hour.
I want to get on that track they got.
TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Kumho tires, the test results, and special offers that they have. Great people. Proud that they're one of our partners. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The biggest sports moments deserve a connection you can count on. Streaming live sports is better with the Xfinity 10G network. Get to more phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. Reggie Miller in an hour from now, in honor of Steph Curry getting 50 with one turnover. It's worth noting that Reggie had 57 on the Hornets in 1992 and had zero turnovers. So Reg will join us coming up in an hour from now. We bring in Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, the show that precedes ours on Peacock. And, of course, he's an analyst for Football Night America. Let me start with a poll question. The quarterback who was drafted this weekend who is in the best position to succeed is who?
Ooh, the best position to succeed there. That's a good question. I haven't really thought about it through, you know, that lens or frame there. You know,
who would come to mind for right away?
Well, I think what came to mind right away a little bit was just the perfect marriage, and I kind of know what it's going to look like and how it's going to look like with Anthony Richardson and Shane Steichen, right?
Okay.
I think that's where I look at it. You know, I wondered what direction the Colts would go in the draft. Shane Steichen, you know, he was with Justin Herbert in his rookie year, and they were throwing bombs all down the field. So I thought, well, maybe they'll go a Will Levis or that, or what direction is this offense going to go? Now we know what direction it's going to go, and they get Anthony Richardson, who's extremely talented. He's raw, and he has to play. And that's where I think the situation's really good, too. So not only is the scheme perfect for him, but Anthony Richardson, like Trey Lance a few years ago, Dan, we had those conversations. You can't go another year of, oh, let him sit on the bench and learn. His number one issue is he hasn't played, and I think that's why Colts are a great situation for him, too.
Why did we think, and I think you had him in your mock draft, that Will Levis could end up with the Colts?
Well, I think that, one, knowing Chris Ballard through time and talking to him a few times and knowing, like, he's into big time traits, elite traits, right? Things about guys that go, ooh, whoa, that's special. Nobody can do that. And now we can build around that. And hey, coaches, you make them better in some of those other departments. So I had him kind of pinned as one of those type of guys. And, you know, those are the two guys that kind of had the elite traits. We know Richardson and Levis probably had the two strongest arms in the draft. They definitely did. So that's kind of where I pinned it. And then I worried about, you know, all the S2 talk with C.J. Stroud. You know, C.J. Stroud was my favorite quarterback. But the one thing I know about the S2 and people around the NFL and all my friends and connections there, yeah, it doesn't predict success. But to this point, it's predicted failure, or not 100%, yeah, but pretty close. And I think that's what scared people, too. So I wasn't sure if they would feel comfortable with Stroud at 4.
But then Levis starts to fall, and then I wonder if this is where mock drafts can do a disservice to a player.
Sure.
Because we look at it and we go, oh, my God, he's dropping. When sometimes the professionals get in there and start assessing these guys before the writers do this and give you a mock. We got a mock draft already for next year.
Yeah, right.
And now you're already up there, and then you start to fall. Well, it's the player that we're blaming, not the person in the mock draft who put them too high. And Will Levis was, it just felt like he was too high.
Yeah, well, I think everyone bought into the hype. There was a little hype from last year that carried over into this year. He looks exactly the way you want the franchise quarterback to look, right? He's smart and handsome and, you know, looks good on the podium. And then, of course, he's got a rocket right arm. So all those things fit the bill of, oh, he's got to be a top 10 pick. He was quarterback in the SEC, all of that. But, like, Dan, it drives me crazy. Unqualified people making qualifying statements all the time goes on in this business. And yeah, like I even think of like the Notre Dame tight end, Michael Mayer, phenomenal player, right? Oh, I mean, you were led to believe that he was a top 10 pick before the draft process. Baby Gronk and Notre Dame and everything there. And it's like, it's not fair to him that the expectations are put up so high. And I think you're right, Dan. I mean, I know I had friends and people I talked to that saw Levis the same way I did. Mm-hmm. I like some of the things about his physical tools, but it's just inconsistent. And it's all over the place in a lot of different areas to where, yeah, I couldn't have picked him in the top 6, 7, 8 picks. That wouldn't have been for me. And I think there was a lot of teams that felt like that, and that's kind of why he kind of kept falling down the round.
We had Matt Miller from ESPN, one of their draft analysts. And I said, you know, what happens next year? You know, if you look at these quarterbacks who weren't eligible, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Michael Penix, you know, these are really talented quarterbacks and would probably have been taken ahead of all of these quarterbacks this year.
I think so. I mean, I really like C.J. Stroud. I think he is damn good and he's made for the NFL. And I think he's in a good spot as far as the offensive fit. I don't, you know, they need some talent down there.
Would you have taken him over these quarterbacks, Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
Drake May?
This is where it's hard. It's hard. Like, I'll say this, all right? Before the process started and before I dove into film, right, because I didn't study them, but before that, yourself a TV scouting, I was going Penix up at Washington, Caleb Williams. I was going, those are the top two quarterbacks in football. I go, Penix should come out. He's going to be the first pick draft. He's going to be the first pick of the draft. Caleb Williams, I knew he couldn't come out, but I was going, oh, he's number one pick next year. I mean, he's the closest thing I've seen to Mahomes and that kind of play, you know, since Mahomes in college. So, yeah, I think there's a very real possibility that if those two were out this year, that those two would be, at the top of the list there.
Okay,
I don't doubt that at all.
But Miller said this. He said, I see Arizona on the clock at one next year. They take Caleb Williams and move on from Kyler Murray.
Okay. I mean, that's a bold move right there. I don't, you know, that is like goes into a lot of things. One, you know, with his contract situation and can they get out of it after next year? I'm not sure they can, right? You know, Kyler Murray, as we know, there's some negatives about him, but, man, you'd have to be sold that this guy is just the absolute next thing because, you know, Kyler still has some really special things about his game, and he's got some elite traits that we were just talking about with Chris Ballard there where you go, he can do some things that nobody else can do. So I would always be a little hesitant about throwing that overboard.
He's Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Who had the best weekend? What team?
I mean, it pains me to say it as a Giants fan, but I mean, you know who had the best weekend, the freaking Eagles. I want to throw a bunch of four-letter words at those mother effers out there. Okay? I mean, damn, they got the 90s Eagles defense and the 92 Cowboy offense. That's what they're rolling into the 2023 season with.
Wow.
I mean, holy crapola. I was on Twitter on Friday night going, mercy. I mean, I give up. This is unfair. It's the greatest team building I've ever seen in my life. But, yeah, to get the best player in the draft at 9, you know, to get maybe just pure natural pass rushing talent, the second best one in the draft, in my opinion, at 30, and then everything else they got along with it.
You think Carter was the best player in the draft?
I do. I think Jalen Carter was the best player in the draft. Yeah. I think if he doesn't
regardless
have some
of position, because like Bijan Robinson to me is a star.
He's up there. Definitely in that discussion too, to what you're saying. I mean, he's right there. But yeah, Jalen Carter was the best interior D lineman I've ever evaluated coming out in the draft. Like he's, you know, Jerome Brown, ooh, Warren Sapp-ish, right? It's that kind of guy. And wow, that's where I think he's really special.
But there's concerns.
Yes, there is. They're right. There's some off the field concerns. I know that. Right. And that's why Philly's perfect, because Jordan Davis's buddy's there. N'Kobe Dean, they drafted him last year. He's been the quarterback of that Georgia defense. He's there. He's got, of course, two teammates going in there with him this year to help support him. Yeah. He's got a guy like Fletcher Cox, who's a Hall of Fame D tackle, to show him the way. So if there was one spot to land, this was the absolute greatest spot for him to land and flourish as a person and a professional.
As I'm watching the draft, I don't do social media, but I'm watching going, the Jets just got robbed. They wanted an offensive lineman, and, you know, they got caught. Right. It felt like the Cowboys got caught.
Yeah, the tight end, yes, right?
You know, right. Because Dallas can – Jerry Jones can say whatever he wants, Chris. But if you watch that war room, those guys
definitely
did not know if – they should be celebrating. It's almost like, is this a good thing? And then they almost had to be reminded, we're on camera. Yeah, that's who we wanted.
No doubt about it. Yeah. No doubt. Dalton Kincaid, I think, Dan, was, and that's what the interesting thing about the draft. You had Jalen Carter. You had Tyree Wilson. Jalen Carter and Tyree Wilson, I think, were the top two players on a lot of people's board. But mm-hmm. Tyree Wilson had the foot injury. Nolan Smith, I think, was a top 10 player for everybody, but he had the pectoral injury. Jackson Smith and Jigba. Dalton Kincaid, I think all these guys were top 15 players on everybody's board, but they had little medical issues or issues that kind of made them fall. And Kincaid was, he's phenomenal. But you're right. I mean, it was one of the few needs that football team needed there in Dallas, and everybody read the room the right way and thinking they might go there. The Jets, hey, it stinks they lose their tackle. It's the price you got to pay to get Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And you
know, I don't think they needed another player on defense.
Well, you know, I think they're one that we got to think of where Robert Saleh came from, right, Dan?
Yeah.
He came from the Seattle Seahawks and the 49ers. He went to Super Bowls with those teams because they had defensive linemen falling off trees, right?
Yeah, they're but you like, have to protect Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I think they're, if I had to just give their side of the story, I would go like this. I think they think, and I know a little of this because my dad and brother work out with Mekhi Becton in Jersey. He's in phenomenal shape. So I think they're feeling good about that. Mm-hmm. They have Max Mitchell, who played for them last year, who they really like. And then I think they're hopeful that Dwayne Brown, you know, can stay healthy and figure out the year that way. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a gamble. But if they are healthy up front, the Jets' O-line is better than people are giving it credit for. And now they have waves of defensive linemen coming at you, too. So they're still in a very good spot and one of the better rosters in football.
How would you like to be Marvin Harrison right now that you would have been, you know, a top five pick, I'm guessing?
Yeah,
And now you have to go back to college. Now, NIL is going to give you maybe $1 million, but you have nothing to prove. You got a new quarterback, and you're a marked man, but you have to go back to Ohio State.
This is where, like, you know, I wish the NFL, you know, would use a little common sense in these type of situations. Every now, you know, I mean, like Yogi Berra says, you know, common sense ain't that common, and it definitely is not with some of these conversations here where, hey, the guy we just talked about, Caleb Williams, he's another one.
I know.
Why can't the NFL get together as a group and go, you know what? Oh, hey, we got two or three guys this year that we think, okay, can come out early instead of risking it and going back to Ohio State or whatever like you're talking about and doing that where, yeah, he could have came out, started making money, started his NFL career.
But what
and,
if
and
you
probably
had a
would have been the number one
how
guy.
How about a consensus, Chris?
Yeah.
If you got an unbiased panel that was assessing Marvin yes. Harrison and Caleb Williams and said, we're all in agreement that they're top five picks.
Right.
And if they want to come out, now, you know, we've been wrong. You go to Christian Hackenberg and everybody thought he was a number one pick You know, Leonard Fournette could have come out. Adrian Peterson could have come out. Marshall
right.
Faulk.
There's those, exactly.
There's certain
right.
players where you go, it's not fair that that guy's got to go back. You know, Herschel Walker. It's not fair right. that they're going back to college.
No, I like your idea there. I do. Well, they could, like, set up some sort of NFL Legends Club, ex-players, like, you know, like a Derek Brooks and a Warren Sapp and, you know, maybe a retired GM and some other front office people where, yeah, they could come together and go, hey, let's evaluate this for what it is. And like you said, go, okay, these guys are ready. Let's let them come out and everybody else has to adhere to the rules.
Whenever we watch the draft, it feels like every team got the guy they wanted and everybody's going to work out. And it's like less than 50% that they work out. The team that had the worst draft pick, in your opinion?
Oh, wow. That's a good one there. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to come up with that right off the top of my bat. Right off the top of my head here. Let me just look at my computer here.
Okay, did the Lions, they took Gibbs at 12, and they took Campbell. Okay, those are two positions that they took them too early, in my opinion.
Right. All right. So I'm with you there. I don't love Jordan Addison by the Vikings in the 20s. That'd be one that I'd go, that is way too early for me.
Okay.
Jordan Addison's a good route runner, but I mean, you know, plays after the catch and things like that. That's one that confuses me. I had a feeling you were going the Lions route there. I was literally looking at them on my sheet of paper here. Okay. This is where I'll defend the Lions just a little bit, right? Where, agreed with you. Jahmyr Gibbs, they probably could have got him 10, 15 picks later. Jack Cohen, probably another 10, 15 picks, 20 picks maybe even later, right? But I do think they had those guys earmarked as far as, wait, those are guys we need at the position and we like them the best and we felt that they fit our culture. And if they got the guys they wanted, and so be it that it might be 15 or 20 picks before they should, I'm not going to be mad at them for ultimately addressing the need they needed on their football team with the exact guys they wanted just because they overdrafted, you know, like I said, 10 or 15 spots. So overall, yeah, that's the negative about the Lions draft. But damn, they needed a big-time tailback. They needed a middle linebacker badly. They needed another tight end in Sam Laporta. We know they need help in the secondary, right, with Devin Witherspoon not being there. They get Brian Branch, the quarterback. So I really think they did a lot of great things for their team. But, yeah, to be nitpicky, they overdrafted those first two by a little bit, yes.
What was it like for you when you were drafted?
Oh, gosh. But, I mean, it was a horrible great experience all together in one. The night before, I started to get a feeling that I might drop. I went into the process thinking the Raiders might take me at the end of the first round. The Ravens were involved in it, right? They decided to go with Kyle Bowler, if you remember correctly. Ooh. The Raiders had the last two picks of the first round. Al Davis had basically led me to believe that they were going to take me with one of those last two picks. So I thought I was going in the first round, right? You know, then the night before the draft, my agent was like, hey, I don't have a spot for you and anything like that. And I ended up being the last pick of the third round. So, you know, I spent most of the first round waiting to get picked. The second round, I sat there mother effing the NFL. I got picked.
The Raiders passed on you five times.
I know they obviously did not like me. That's for sure. Yeah. Why are you laughing so hard?
I'm laughing with you. I didn't get drafted.
No, you're just busy making millions on radio and everything else. You're doing all right.
I'm doing okay. Good to talk to you. Thanks again.
Always. Anytime, man. Tell all the guys I said hi. Be good.
Guys, Chris Sims says hi.
Hi, Chris. And
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. I like how it's like, yeah, Al Davis led me to believe you're going to take me at the end of the first round. Yeah, they passed on you there. And then the second round and the third round, too. All right. We'll come back. Best and worst of the weekend right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that. And listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Talk to Reggie Miller coming up in about 45 minutes from now. Best and worst of the weekend. Seton has an all-time best of the weekend. Now, give the backstory of Jimmy Jimerson, who we bring up as sort of our NFL, well, he's our generic insider. And this is a combination of a lot of different reporters who cover sports. And then Seton came up with Jimmy Jimerson as our NFL insider. So when I throw it to Jimmy Jimerson, it usually sounds something like this. Let's go to Jimmy Jimerson to assess the Carolina Panthers draft. Jimmy?
Well, Dan, as you know, the Carolina Panthers took a quarterback this year, which they sorely needed. And they're trying to figure out right now, was that the right pick to make? They usually do something along those lines. That's what they're asking themselves right now.
Or if I say, hey, tell me what the Jets are getting with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Dan, obviously Aaron Rodgers from the Packers, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, most talented quarterbacks ever.
And we're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, I don't think people understand that right now, okay? We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, okay? I don't think people understand
that. That's my favorite. When you're going, okay, give me some analysis. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, okay? Do people understand that?
So last night, the Simpsons episode came on, and Seton, pick up the story from there.
It's like right after the clouds, and it says, you know, it opens up the show, The Simpsons. And all of a sudden, they have an NFL coach standing at a blackboard pointing at it, and his name is Jimmy Jimerson. It's like, yo!
That is awesome.
It's like the coolest.
That is wonderful.
The coolest,
What's your worst of the weekend?
This is a dramatic turn.
Oh.
Because one of my most favorite announcers passed away this weekend. And I didn't grow up a Cardinals fan, obviously, not being from St. Louis. Yeah. But Mike Shannon, when I first got to ESPN, I had to work in this department called screening, where you would basically just pull highlights. And so during, you would pick which games you got to do. Yeah. And man, I just thought Mike Shannon was the best, because it was right. Albert Pujols was just on fire. And he'd go, you know, hit and like, get up, baby, get up. Oh, Albert's done it again. That guy was just great. He was so much fun to listen to.
And I remember going to Shannon's Steakhouse, I think, in St. Louis, and met, you know, some of his family. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, we went there. It was the 04 World Series. We ended up one night at Shannon's Steakhouse. Yes. It was a great place.
Get up, baby.
Yeah, and met some of his family, including one of his daughters, who was gorgeous. And I remember, I don't even know if I ate any food that night. I just kept staring at her. She was, like, striking. But he was fun. He won, I think, two World Series titles playing for the Cardinals. But
Right. I know him as a broadcaster, but, yeah, he was a player there, too.
Todd, best and worst of the weekend.
Going to give some love to Jamal Murray as my best of the weekend. 34 points, 9 assists, 5 boards. Game 1, Saturday night versus the Suns. Nuggets handled their business at home. 125-107 victory. Worst, Grizzlies Friday night in an elimination game get humiliated by 40 points at the Lakers, 125-85. D'Angelo Russell scores 31, while Morant, Bain, and Brooks combined only had 4 more points than Russell alone.
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. I watched this miniseries called Sins of Our Mother. It is absolutely insanity. I don't even want to give anything away. Just watch it. It's 3 parts.
But it's good.
It's really good. It's really.
And who's the star?
So it's based on this woman, and she joins this cult, and her kids mysteriously disappear, and she goes off with the leader of this cult, and it's just so much going on. Like, there's so many different moving parts.
Wait, this isn't the real story of the woman they relocated to Hawaii?
Yes, this is it. Oh. That's the story. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so, yeah, it is.
That's a terrible story.
Yeah, it is wild. Yeah,
if it was called Moving to Hawaii, it'd feel like positive and fun.
Your worst of the weekend?
Oh, no worst. Patrick Ewing's ovation, this is my other best. Patrick Ewing's ovation yesterday at the Garden was absolutely amazing. Love the fact that he's getting the love that he should be getting. So.
He's getting his flowers.
Oh, for sure.
That was nice. Yep. Paulie, best and worst of the
week. Worst of the weekend, obviously the Bruins loss was painful, but I think for the Bruins fans, the ride's over. Like, what do you do the next 2 months? If you're a Bruins fan, you expect the next 2 months to watch your team play hockey and end up in the Stanley Cup final, and you just got nothing.
They're going to be losing some players.
Yeah.
Like, they're an older team. Or, you know, there's probably 4 or 5 guys that Bergeron, I know, talked about if he was going to come back.
But what a tough May when you're just going to be like, I'm going to watch 20 games in May. Yes. I'm watching no games in May. Yeah. My best of the weekend, the Dallas Cowboys rarely get good PR for good things that they do. I'm giving full blast good PR to the Cowboys and a good draft pick as well. They drafted Deuce Vaughn, the running back out of Kansas State, who's awesome, by the way. I don't know how he dropped at the 6th round. He's a little guy. His father, Chris Vaughn, is a scout for the Cowboys. And you can't hear all of it, but when you see the video online and social media, Jerry Jones makes the call on every draft pick. You see him. And he makes the call, and all of a sudden, Chris Vaughn, the Cowboys scout, starts bawling because his son is being drafted by the Cowboys. They let him come around, grab the phone, call his son, and say, Deuce, you want to come to work with me on Monday? And he's like, sure do. And it was just
good.
Awesome moment by the Cowboys.
Barry in Santa Fe. Hey, Barry, best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Quick best and worst of the weekend. The best was those 2 Stanley Cup Game 7s yesterday. Worst was my Islanders getting booted on Friday. But I heard Ty earlier this morning. I would like to congratulate him on his escape from Witch Island and invite him out to the manse over here and celebrate. And also, any of you married guys, I provide a witness protection program. There's always beer in the fridge. There's sports on TV. And I have no idea where you guys are. So come on out.
All right. And there's Barry with an open invitation for guys who want to get a divorce. Seton and the French kid went to see Barry in Santa Fe.
Not a care in the world.
Yeah.
He is easy breezy. He stays right at a nice steady pace. Does whatever he wants when he wants.
With whoever he wants.
Blood pressure 100% in check. He's 120 over 80 or whatever.
Like the Kevorkian of getting.
Yeah, easy. He's just strolling on down the Ave.
By the way, the first Saturday in May, no other day can compete. It's the Kentucky Derby. the 149th Kentucky Derby, Saturday, 12 Eastern on NBC and streaming on Peacock. All right, we got one more hour to go, and it'll be great to talk to Reggie Miller about what happened over the weekend and start to handicap the Lakers against the Golden State Warriors. 2 hours in the books, one more to go, more phone calls. Operator Tyler standing by to take your calls. 877-3DP-SHOW. Back with a new poll question. And Reggie Miller, the final hour of this Monday program with Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Pauly, and yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.